Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today we're back with a topic called Better Online Coaching with Mobile Wallet Ads. Now, you may not remember or you may not have heard it, but we previously did what seemed like forever ago, an episode about online coaching and mobile wallets. And interestingly enough, it's turned out to be one of our most popular episodes. So we're back with more information. We've got some new tips, new tricks, kind of an expanded look at how you can use mobile wallets to leverage other people's technology and in the process expand your online coaching business and become more profitable.
Yeah, and I just want to say that episode is number 18. If you want to go back to our archives, go listen to it. And after this one, if you haven't already done so.
Perfect. Before we really get into the episode, let's take a couple of minutes and talk about mobile wallets. I know if you're a new listener, you may not understand how they work. You may associate them only with things like Apple Pay, Android Pay, Samsung Wallet, etc. So I'm going to turn it over to Hazel now because she's our official expert on the explaining. So Hazel, you want to give it a go?
All right. Well, thank you. Mobile wallet marketing really is an easy way for companies any size to communicate directly to your user using their mobile device. You do this with a mobile wallet pass. A mobile wallet pass has some great technology to it. So let me just break that down for you. So there's a front of a pass where you put your company name, a tagline. If you have some sort of discount or offer you want to put on the front, go ahead. On the back of the pass has all the technologies. You can have a call to action links to your customer support emails, whatever you want like that. If you have a podcast, you'll have some listen links. If you're a storefront, you will have a map directly telling the user where to go so they'll never get lost. There are share features that go along with it as well. And this is a great tool to use for notifications because mobile updates are seen right on the lock screen. So that's the quick little rundown, and we'll get more back into online coaching.
Awesome, Hazel. That's exactly what we needed to get across to the listeners. Sort of the scope and the breadth of mobile wallets for advertising and marketing, it's unparalleled by any other reasonably priced product. And there really isn't anything that's easier to deploy and maintain. So I had a look at the stats on some of our coaching accounts to see what kind of reach they were getting. And I wanted to look at the amount of interaction that they have happening with the passes and with the, you know, like click-throughs and installs and stuff like that. And so far, it looks pretty darn good.
It does. It does. If you haven't seen the overall stats on the lifetime average of a mobile wallet pass in a phone, I'll use iPhone for instance. It's crazy. Roughly 90% of the passes stay in the wallet. And this is typically after the expiration of the pass. So when I use that term, I am including passes that were installed for things like boarding a plane or attending an event with a mobile wallet ticket.
Wow. See, that's an incredible number of people who were originally interested in what you had to say at some point, and I'm specifically referring to coaches here. So what happens with the mobile wallet pass is you can continue to maintain a connection with these people, and it gives you the opportunity to reconnect with them at almost any time. And how does that work?
Yeah, what do you mean by that? How does that work?
So it's really simple. Let me explain. If you have a class schedule or a mastermind sign-up event or anything that runs on a cycle, let's say, for instance, you have a class schedule that includes two beginner classes each year. Maybe one is in February and one is in August. And then from that, you offer things like upgrades, masterminds, personal or small group coaching, and other products. So you get someone who's interested in your class, but they didn't actually sign up to participate or pay the enrollment fee. And so it's fabulous because you've got their email address, or maybe you want to retarget them on Facebook or AdWords. And honestly, your likelihood of getting in front of them with a repeat pitch, it's pretty slim these days. And the reason for that is we all have these blind spots where we've seen something enough times that we subconsciously ignore it when it presents itself again. Now, I personally have at least 10 different personalities whose email blasts I monitor all year round.
Right, as do I.
Yeah, and you know, just in case they're doing something interesting. But 95% of the time, I'm not even reading their subject lines. I'm just deleting their emails en masse.
You are. So you're just deleting the emails. You don't get to see the content of what they're saying.
No. I mean, anybody can ignore an email. I think we train ourselves to do it. And, you know, I do the mass deletions because, as you know, I'm a big believer in zero inbox. And at least twice a day, I'm down to zero unopened emails in all of my inboxes total. And, you know, that's because either I read them and take action or I just dump them all and move on.
Yeah, whereas I'm more maybe once a month, maybe twice a month, whenever you get on my back about it.
Well, you know, that's the crazy thing, though. I'm not doing the same thing with lock screen notifications. At this point, I have stopped allowing Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, etc. from sending me lock screen notifications or text notifications. You know, because I get like 9 million of the stupid things coming in every day, plus what else is already coming in. Now, I know we were laughing yesterday about how I set all my devices now to have a do not disturb on them for 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. And, you know, you're laughing. You're like, oh my God, they all make noise and it's all in unison.
Like that.
Yeah. So I've restricted the calls after dark, you know, and lock screen notifications are way more what I pay attention to now.
Right.
So when I get one, I'm a lot more likely to pay attention to what it says, and I'm also a lot more likely to take action. And coupled with that, you know, I'll make the comment, like for instance, lock screen notifications. Well, I've got Google Play Music on my Android phone, and this podcast is distributed through Google Play Music. So the notifications that they send to me on the lock screen, well, I don't get those from Apple.
Right.
For some reason, I don't know if they don't do it or I just don't have it set up or whatever. I have to actually open up the podcast app on Apple. And then all of a sudden, there's like 9 billion podcasts in there that I haven't read. And I look at them and I'm just like, ooh, delete them all. You know, that 27 new episodes, I'm like, oh my God, this is too much. Can't deal with it. So on my Android phone, I see them because they come in as a lock screen notification the day the new episode releases, and I'm a lot more apt to actually stop and listen to the podcast because of the way I get the notification.
Right. So let's go back to coaching on this.
Yeah, I did get kind of off track there.
That's all right. So talk about a couple of elements besides lock screen notifications that are brilliantly executed with Mobile Wallet Passes. So much so that the average email blast or SMS broadcast cannot touch them.
Well, you know, when I was looking through the stats, we've got some coaches who appear to be very well organized, and they're also super good at segmenting their user installs based on things like interest level and type of prospect. And they're running specific marketing campaigns to those segments.
Right.
You know, there's no point in trying to push a small group class upgrade at premium prices to somebody who hasn't even signed up for a basic course. That's kind of like a waste of time.
Right.
And, you know, reasonably, you could say it's like throwing your prospect out the window of a 15-story building since they're not connecting with you or your offer because it's not targeted right and you've just killed the prospect.
So what does that mean with our organized people? They're running multiple campaigns?
Yes, across multiple passes, they're targeted and segmented, and as they are moving people through their funnel, I see them asking people to daisy chain new passes, so that's they've got one pass and they ask them to put in an additional pass, and when they get customers who have actually signed up and gotten into the program, I notice that a couple of the coaches are asking people to delete their old passes, which is kind of an odd thing at first, I thought.
Right.
But then it really makes sense because if you're sending a marketing message to an older pass that's no longer applicable, you don't even want that in there. It's like when you go and you buy something And the next thing you know, the company that you bought it from is remarketing you or retargeting you all over the internet. And you're like, oh my God, you know, I bought that book or I bought those shoes. Why are you sending me 27 ads for it?
Yes, Amazon.
It's not just Amazon. But, you know, I'm looking and I see in the stats, you can see the transition where, let's say that 100 new passes were added in a specific campaign and 70 old passes were deleted. So the net is still, it's still even better than a one-to-one. But what's happening is these coaches are getting smart. They're engaging and interacting with people, keeping them in the right part of the funnel and not blindsiding them with stuff that, frankly, they just don't even need.
Right. And that's the other thing that the where the coaches are excelling at is that, there's content change up. I mean, if there's a demographic that was interested but didn't bite on the course and the course is closed with a decent interval before it goes into the marketing phase again, then just having the pass sitting idle in someone's phone for the entire gap between start dates is kind of silly.
It is.
Yeah. So why not turn that into something entirely different? Do you cross-promote with other coaches or someone with a mastermind? Do you share the traffic or push cross-traffic with another program? You can literally turn the pass into a marketing and lead magnet for the other program in like 5 minutes tops. It's really that easy. It's filling out a few forms, hitting submit, and then approving the changes.
I know, and you would think that maybe the phone owner would be confused, but it actually doesn't work like that.
No.
Phone owners aren't necessarily cognizant of what passes in their phone at any given time, so they almost never realize that the coach has switched the content and now they're being remarketed for another course or another program or another product. And, you know, reasonably speaking, we're still running that same 90% keep rate on the passes. So people aren't deleting the passes. You know, really the big thing with pass deletion is when people get too many messages from you, that's when they delete your pass. So if you switch your content to your next product or you decide to send your traffic to another program for, say, a month while you're in between offers in your own program, this really doesn't affect the keep rate on the passes.
Right. Do you want to talk about the SoCal guys? Or should I?
Go ahead.
All right. So now I know there is a group of marketers out there who fully believe that blasting the daylights out of everyone who has ever signed up for a lead magnet is...
Talking to you, San Diego.
is the way to run a business. But perhaps those guys, I mean, the SoCal guys, yes, it works. But I know a day does not go by that I don't see an email from them. And sometimes multiple emails. I don't unsubscribe since I'm nosy and I want to know as a marketer what they're doing. But guys, it really, seriously, it can't be that effective. I understand set it and forget it and drip email campaign software. But when you do look at, what is it, cumulative stats and decide that a person who hasn't opened one of our emails in 6 months or more is probably in need of a different tactic.
Absolutely. I mean, if I haven't opened your email in 6 months, why are you still blasting me the same way as if I just signed up 3 days ago for your email list? Right. You know, you spend so much time crafting your message as a coach and so much time trying to get your leads, I wonder if sometimes you forget that there is more to life than lead gen and email blasts. You know, what you can do with mobile, if you set it up correctly, is you can be so much more efficient with less time, less effort, less money, you know, while you're forging a real connection with people using mobile. And, you know, honestly, mobile is where all the action is today.
It is. So like I was mentioning earlier, the back of the pass is like a little content hub. So you have your own personal omni-channel marketing hub in it. You take all your content links, put them in one place. Well, okay, maybe not all of them, but a good variety of the social links, your top performing video marketing, a link to your podcast, contact information, and other calls to action. Then you gently remind your prospects using the lock screen notification that you've got something new going on, whether it's a public appearance that you're inviting them to attend, new content, updated class material, whatever, it can be anything. It doesn't have to be important. Like one of our cannabis wallet clients uses a dispensary pass to let his customer base know that his favorite band was playing during a 420 event in Vancouver earlier this year, which was great. And he was able to do that for his buddy, and he was thrilled about that. Go, Misty Drive. But that, you know, his customers loved it. They were absolutely delighted to get a message about something that wasn't designed to take their money, but to provide them with a value add that came from being a client
at the dispensary.
At the dispensary, yeah. So it was simple and easy to do for him.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with the platform website, it's mobilewalletmarketer.com. There's tons more information there, articles, how-to, worksheet downloads. Everything is readily available. This site, dominoresearch.com, is also loaded with super valuable materials that can help jumpstart your mobile marketing. And, you know, we try to provide you with a broad range of materials. So it's not just mobile wallet marketing, but it's also mobile marketing in general, mobile advertising in general. So you can get a grasp on the concept and the execution of how you can really make mobile work for you.
Yes. So I guess that's it for today.
We're running out of time.
We are. Yeah. Thanks for listening, online coaches. We are here for you. Again, hit us up, mobilewalletmarketer.com.
Absolutely. So we will see you back here in 2 weeks for the next episode.